This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, big thanks, Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors, for sending us here. Excited to get out to the yard today. Beautiful outside here in West Palm Beach. Big congrats to Billy in Houston, who is on his way to see Zach Top.
Ah,
Tuesday, March 11th.
Good job, Billy.
Good job, Billy. Way to be caller number 5. I'm sure you worked on it all weekend long, dialing and whatnot, and it worked. All the hard work you put in, Billy, has you going to Zach Top on March the 11th on Tuesday. All right,
Zach Top looks one of your favorite junior high baseball coaches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that look about him. Yeah.
Junior high baseball coach look.
You know, Rikidi's kind of got like a little league dad look.
Big time.
Yeah, I feel like Zach Top's got a junior high baseball coach look to him. He's got a mustache and he's just got that pleasant look about him. Yeah.
Yeah, pleasant look.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back to my junior high baseball coach, Mr. Forcelina. Yeah.
Sounds like a dirtbag.
Mr. Ford, you met his son, Jay. He's the one who came in studio. His son, Jay, is the one I used to get in trouble with all the time.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Dirtbag. He was awesome.
I didn't expect that to hit home with somebody you knew or remembered.
Mr. Forcelina was great, man. He's like Tommy Lasorda. He's like 5'6", 280 pounds with a big old belly. All right, Pettycast time. Let's get to the – okay. We may not make it to the other petties because we've got so much on this new GM in Jacksonville. And this is important. This is the team, Seth, I said before the offseason, before the season was over, I said to me – the biggest threat to the Texans in the AFC South is that they find a head coach and a GM that right the ship there, start getting out of Trevor Lawrence what they thought they were going to get out of Trevor Lawrence when they, A, drafted him first overall, and, B, paid him one of the dumbest contracts in the history of the sport.
Ah.
Right?
Yes.
The worst thing that could happen to the Texans in the division, in my opinion, is Trevor Lawrence actually becoming worth the money he's being paid.
Right. And they've got a very promising coach in Liam Cohen. They did hire a 20 – I'm not joking – a 29-year-old offensive coordinator.
Udinski,
the guy that was – was he officially interviewed by Texans?
He was, for their job.
So he's a wonder kid. And it's intriguing because they seem to be bringing in a lot of bright young dudes.
It's all first-timers.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Even Tony Boselli, who's in this senior football advisor role or whatever, his first time working on the actual football side of things. So it's a big experiment. It's as was the Urban Meyer experiment. Yet another experiment in Jacksonville.
Credit to Shad Khan, not afraid to experiment. Yeah. So James Gladstone is the name of the new GM.
He's 34 years old. But looks 23.
Oh, yeah. And he looks 23, and he looks like a kid from an 80s movie that would have definitely been the sidekick to a bully. He would have been the bully himself. Uh-huh. He looks like the one who would have been, like, snickering next to the bully.
Yeah.
As the, you know, as, like, you know, a, like a port, like a kid gets tipped over in a portal.
He's the one. He's the bully sidekick who's the one that comes up to the kid who's being bullied, the protagonist, and it was like, listen, man, Jimmy, listen, you know how this works, okay? Jimmy's going to get this girl, okay? And there's ways we can make you.
Yeah.
There's ways we can make it happen,
yeah,
all right?
He's the negotiator.
So just lay off. He tries to act like he's a good guy or something.
Okay, well, that's appropriate because he's now a GM of an NFL team where a lot of negotiation like that may go on.
Shot Khan is Jimmy.
Shot Khan. may very well be. All right, so James.
And then the Tony Khan is like the little guy in Harlem Nights with the tiny gun.
Dude, Tony Khan in all these pictures, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to James Gladstone here. He's the new GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why is this in the Pettycast? Because if this guy gets over on the Texans in any way, shape, or form, I am going to be so petty. He comes from the Rams. Mm-hmm. He's got a good reputation there.
He's director of scouting there the last couple years where they've drafted very, very well.
Drafted very well. So Jags fans are already taking a victory lap that he's already drafted three drafts like that for them. Here he is with his message to Jags fans.
To the Jaguar fan base, I turn to you. With Liam's vision, with a disciplined approach, you know, we're going to bring you a product that you all can be proud of. And we are so appreciative of your support. With that, game on.
Duval.
Those are your two guys that are running things.
Okay, game on
guy and Duval guy. Those are your two guys that are running the show.
It's a dicey part of running of reading a scripted statement if you're not an actual speaker.
Yeah.
It's tough. If you're going to do game on, you got to bring some kind of emotion to it or something.
It's got to be improv.
Allow that be the one part that's not completely scripted.
Yeah.
At least look up and act like you've ever said the word. Act like you've ever said game on in your life before.
Yes, yeah. He does not look like a game on guy.
I feel like a lot of these things that he said were written by AI.
Are you ready?
Which, you know, as a bright young guy in the analytical world, I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, your spidey sense is tingling here, then, because you may be right about this. Here is James Gladstone, new GM of the Jags. Texan fans, I'm asking you to sit here and listen to this and ask yourselves, are you nervous about this guy? What do they prioritize in players?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. I think it's pretty simple from my perspective. We will prioritize people and players that are intangibly rich. And by doing so, they will elevate our ecosystem, our team, by being nothing more than themselves. So it's as simple as that.
Intangibly rich
and ecosystem.
An ecosystem full of intangibly rich phytoplankton.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. What the hell?
Are you jotting down the little catchphrases over there that he's saying?
Well, let's see. We have got game on. We've got intangibly rich, and we've got ecosystem.
Ecosystem. Yeah, you better get ready. Your hand may get tired on this next cut here coming up. All right, you ready for more James Gladstone?
Yeah.
This is the Pettycast.
I do. There's a part of me that appreciates him saying ecosystem instead of culture. Intangibly rich instead of saying it factor.
Yeah.
I do appreciate some
of
that.
You do? Okay. Well, your appreciation.
It feels like he's trying way too hard.
Your appreciation may go out the window. He was asked, how are you cutting edge?
I think that, I have a fresh perspective, I'd say. A deep understanding of really the modern tools and mechanisms that are revolutionizing the sport. And so, that'll certainly be something that we leverage here. While at the same time, I mean, we're walking into the combine this afternoon, right? And so the current mode of operation is in rhythm. The cadence is in place. So my intent here through this initial spring is to really calibrate my own mode of operation to the current mode of operation, insert some specific efficiencies that'll help me better understand our group's insights and perspectives, and then assess at the end of this spring what types of things we can roll out into the future. But we'll certainly, put the pedal to the metal on a lot of advanced sort of modes of operation.
Advanced modes of operations. Oh my God!
Yeah, dude,
I almost got carpal tunnel. Modern tools that are revolutionizing the sport. The mode of operations is already in rhythm.
Oh yeah,
they want to calibrate the mode of operations.
Yeah,
they want to insert efficiencies.
Efficiencies are a big one. Yeah,
let's go insert some efficiencies,
dude,
and then assess.
And then assess. And then assess.
This guy, I don't want to use advanced jargon on this guy, but feels like he's all hat, no cattle.
Could you?
This is a whole lot of jargon, man. I get nervous about people that have spent too much time reading about how to do things instead of actually doing them.
Yeah.
I feel like he's one of these guys that'll go sit down at a coffee shop for 5 hours studying how to be more productive.
Stop going to coffee shops.
As you're not producing a single damn thing. I've got flow charts here about how I'm going to be more productive. Right, but that report was due to me this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but in the future, I will be churning out 3 times as many reports because I spent so much time learning how to be productive.
That's an Easterby vibe right there, right?
Yeah.
All those big words and whatnot and efficiencies and all sorts of corporate buzzwords.
It comes straight out of some book that you read it's going to revolutionize the way we operate.
Unbelievable.
It's fine. This is the problem, though. This is the thing. With most self-improvement books.
Yeah.
What you have to do is not become a serial self-improvement book person.
Yeah.
You got to find one or two or three that you like and then latch onto them with a death grip.
To the credos
of
those books.
Like that is your Bible.
Yeah.
But you can't be reading one a week and because you find yourself reinventing your modes of operations and trying to insert efficiencies all the time instead of just getting the damn job done, you young punk.
Seth is
leaning. Get the hell out of my face. Get out of my office. This is what I sentence you to. I sentence you to go work on a dairy farm for 3 weeks and get some of this sass pounded out of your stupid little brain.
Last one here. Last one. This is how I think this at least helped him get the job. It was brought up in a question about analytics that, you know, like, hey, Tony handles some of that. Tony Khan.
Son of the owner,
who's seems a little off kilter.
We've let him be in charge of undrafted free agents,
and he brags about it like it's like he drafted Trevor Lawrence or something. Yeah. So he was – Gladstone was asked about analytics within the context of that being Tony's department.
Tony will be leveraged for sure. His insight and understanding is top tier. So that in and of itself is an edge that we can utilize. Beyond that, the biggest item that I can articulate at this stage and will for our staff is not that analytics is ever doing anything other than supporting our current mode of operation and the traditional ways in which we approach evaluations.
I hate him. I just hate him. I hate this guy. I hope Jacksonville goes 1-16 next year.
I think he's a droid.
Yeah. He's a droid.
He doesn't come off like a human at all.
How about Tony Khan being positioned as an edge?
How about Tony Baselli trying to have a conversation with this kid?
Well, Tony was part of this decision.
I know, but I think at some point Tony Baselli is going to want to bash him. I think he just want to pick him up and bash him.
Yeah. Man. Okay, so that's what's in Jacksonville. So, Petty in so much as, hey, the kid may be successful, but I love making fun of him right now.
Now, this is the one thing.
Yeah.
He can get away with all that stuff that he just spewed out if he's a genuine genius. Maybe he is.
Maybe he
doesn't have the human touch, and partly it's because he's a little bit detached. You know, he's off in his own world. So you got to be a genius, though. You can get away with it if you're a genius.
I'm going to tell you right now, and this may come back to bite me, but anytime a team that's in your division or your rivals with, they've got to hire a new head coach and a GM, I'm going to sit back afterwards and say, how do I feel from the perspective of my team? I love the hires that the Jacksonville Jaguars made.
Okay.
Between Mr. Duval.
Well, you know what you love is you love the whole head-to-head matchup of, okay, let's look at the quarterback headshot. Let's look at the head coach headshot of both teams.
Yeah.
And then let's look at the GMs side-by-side.
Yes.
And I feel like, okay, C.J. Stroud next to Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I trust C.J.'s face.
D'Amico Ryan's next to Liam Cohen.
Yeah.
Not even close. Yeah. God help Liam Cohen if they actually had to do a fist.
Liam Cohen looks like he ate paste back in elementary school.
Right. Yeah. It was like a connoisseur of it. It wasn't just like a random weird habit or something.
Is this Elmer's?
He was like hiding in a closet so he could down the whole thing.
1997
jar.
Elmer's? Yeah.
And then Nick Caserio next to this droid.
Yeah, okay. I'll take Caserio.
Okay.
I'll take Caserio. Unless they're going to take that picture of Caserio floating around the internet where he's got his old wire-rimmed glasses on from back in the day. Because he does look like a droid in that picture. He's still better than James Gladstone. But a normal Nick Caserio picture, yes. James Gladstone looks like the Night King in Game of Thrones. If you spray-painted him light blue.
You sent me a side-by-side picture of the two, and I was kind of shocked by how accurate you were.
Like the shape of the face and everything. It's very pointy.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's get to a couple other petties here. Texture's in, 713-572-4610. My favorite development this sports season, this college basketball season, is I feel like every pettycast has included at least one big-time college basketball coach. Here's Tom Izzo, the latest college basketball codger to call out his players or society in general.
You play real good, you start. You don't play as good, you work your way back in. It's the American way. Except America has gotten soft. But that is the American way. That's the way it works. And so I apologize to nobody for that.
Why a college basketball coach? It's by far the most. College basketball coaches as an industry have gotten so petty.
On America.
Yeah.
Except America has gotten soft.
He's got some kid who's complaining at practice about not starting anymore, and all of a sudden America is soft. Oh, my God. That's great.
I don't know. You're right. It's these college. Maybe it's just there's that much more. There's that many more cameras and microphones around now.
I don't know.
We're just seeing it more.
These are all at press. I mean, yes, like social media. Like I never would have seen that if it weren't for Twitter.
Yeah.
But it just feels like, I think the feel to it is the era. Like I think college
NIL
basketball
especially.
Feels the NIL more
yeah.
than football.
No, 100%. I think that in football, maybe just because of the nature of the sport, and how regimented it is, maybe it doesn't bother the coaches as much. But like with basketball, where it's a smaller group of guys, and then I think the egos and the star mentality or the diva potential is higher in basketball just because of the how small it is and how much one individual player matters.
I think 100% right.
I bet guys are – and it's – especially for a basketball coach, it's that much more frustrating – when you can't get through to one or two of your most important players.
Yeah.
In football, there's always kids you're not getting through to, but there's never one other than, you know, in this college, it's not even your quarterback. There's never one that's just, like, the linchpin to all your success. Where in basketball, it's that way. So
yes.
I bet they're feeling especially frustrated,
Yep.
Because it's true. I don't – okay, like, I know all arguments about whether America's gotten so – generally, every successive generation – until everything goes down in flames, like, we're all going to be softer than the previous generation. So I don't even argue against that. We are. I'm softer than my father was. My father's softer than my grandfather was. At some point, if there's an apocalypse and then we're back to the Stone Age, then those people will be tough as hell.
Yes.
But until then, that's fine. I said, when I see high school athletes and, like, the ones that my friends work with and everything, I feel like these are good kids.
Right.
I feel like they're better kids than a lot of the way we acted in a lot of ways. Maybe it's because the stuff I'm remembering wasn't stuff that we said in front of adults.
Yep.
But the NIL is just a whole different dynamic.
I think that's what's fueling it.
Yeah.
Like with guys like Izzo. A lot of texts on James Gladstone. Was at Easterby. A bunch of word salad.
Yeah.
Coach speak goat.
Mm.
That wasn't even coach speak.
That was
like corporate speak.
No, that was try hard Silicon Valley bro speak.
That's what it is.
That was somebody that's trying way too hard, even by Silicon Valley standards.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's exactly.
He said something. At some point, I waited for him to say that he was a disruptor. That's one of the new ones. Oh, I'm a disruptor.
The Rock likes that one.
What are you disrupting? The normal paradigms. Okay, define paradigm, you sap.
Someone texts in, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, how important are participation deviations? That's one that got left out in the Gladstone.
What was participation deviation?
I think they're just sending that in as far as like a term that maybe he didn't use. Yeah. Looks like he ate paste. Accurate AF. Yeah, Liam Cohen does. He looks like he ate paste back in elementary school.
So it's a very young feeling crew. I was wondering about that, though, too. Is Liam Gladstone, he's 34 years old. Do 34-year-olds feel like, oh, that guy's too young to be a GM? Or is it because you and I have gotten older? That now we're looking at these whippersnappers who are in their mid-30s. Bona fide men.
Yeah.
But is that just us being grumpy old men because America's gotten soft?
34 is definitely young. I think it comes to me. I just I wouldn't blink if a team hired a 34-year-old GM if I knew. Like his, he seems like a 34-year-old that's snowed over a billionaire.
Yeah.
Who's been snowed over many times before, including by the previous GM for many years. So, and to your point, the kid looks like he's 23 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't think 34, I mean, there's probably a little what you're talking about is baked into it, you and I being a little bit older. But I'm not anti. I was always the youngest. But before I got into radio, I was the youngest of every job I had. You know what I mean? Like along the way, like getting, you know, like in management and stuff.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here like and not be hypocritical and say, oh, he's too young.
Theo Epstein was 28 when he got the Red Sox.
That's really
job.
Young. And that was super young. And that was back in like 2000.
That was back when there was still an argument about 2002.
Yeah.
That was an argument against about analytics. For I mean, that was a revolutionary. Ballsy move,
yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Hiring a 28-year-old analytics dude in the year 2002.
For a team that hadn't won a World Series in nearly a century.
Yeah.
You know, it has
that you're taking on
fan
the.
Base.
Yeah. What are you, how are you going to do? Oh, we're going to copy the A's. We're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Have you noticed they haven't actually won anything with this whole Moneyball shenanigans?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Which, by the way, kids, that's your answer when anybody tries to point out. If you get stuck in some conversation with somebody who refuses to acknowledge that Moneyball became. It didn't just work. It became adopted by everybody.
Yeah.
When they say that the A's didn't win a championship, point out that like pretty much 75% of the championships won since them have been with those same principles.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right. Speaking of which, the Astros, they won a couple World Series adhering to some of those principles. Is Nolan Arenado going to be an Astro? Bob Nightingale was on Area 45 last night. Very plugged in. Shed some light on where this is right now. The potential, or lack thereof, maybe, of an Arenado trade to the Astros. We'll hear from Bob Nightingale from last night's Night Show, Area 45, here on Sports Radio 610, coming up next.